All right. So is the mission that Jesus gives us really that heavy? What do you think? It's heavy or not? Feel.
Okay,
is the mission that Jesus gives us is really that heavy?
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Yeah. Thank you. You're a strong guy. Okay. So how about Alvin? You feel heavy, the Jesus mission?
No, not really.
Thank you. We have another strong guy. All right. Is the mission that Jesus gives us really that heavy? Or does it only feel heavy because our hearts and minds are weighed down by so many other things? Jesus says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." Those are beautiful words, but if we are honest, they can also be confusing because sometimes following Jesus doesn't always feel easy. Living as his disciple can be challenging. Sometimes it is exhausting. So what did Jesus mean? I think the key is this. The burden itself is not light because it is small. It is light because Jesus carries it with us. Jesus invites us to take his yoke upon ourselves. But he never says we must carry it alone. A yoke was made for two. So, Marty, so have you ever seen the yoke in Philippines?
Yep.
Okay, so how about Beth?
I have seen it in the country.
Oh, in Australia. Wow. Yes, I saw the yoke in my hometown in Korea. It's a farming area. Sometimes, yeah, I could see this yoke for the cow. Yes, a yoke was made for two. Two animals would walk side by side, sharing the weight together. When Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you," he is inviting us to walk with him. The burden is shared because Christ himself bears it with us. This does not mean the yoke is too heavy for Jesus, as though he needs our help to carry it. Rather, it is too heavy for us. Jesus knows our weakness. He knows that we cannot bear the weight on our own. That is why he comes alongside us and says, "Let me carry it with you. Let me carry it with you." He shares the burden, not because he needs us, but because we need him. That is what makes his yoke easy and his burden light. The burden itself has not disappeared. It has become lighter because Christ is carrying it with us. In Matthew 10, Jesus has already prepared his disciples for the difficulties they will face. They would be misunderstood, rejected, and even persecuted because they followed him. Jesus never pretended that discipleship would be easy. He knows how difficult it is to live faithfully in this world. But he doesn't simply place the yoke on our shoulders and leave us to struggle. He says, "Walk with me. Let us carry it together." We see a similar struggle in today's reading from Romans. Apostle Paul honestly admits that he delights in God's law. He truly wants to obey God. Yet, he also discovers another reality within himself. His sinful nature keeps pulling him in the opposite direction. Have you ever felt that way? You know what God wants you to do, but sometimes you struggle to do it. You know the right path, yet your heart sometimes wants to go another way. Even the Apostle Paul experienced that struggle. Think about that for a moment. Paul wrote much of the New Testament. If someone like Paul found the Christian life difficult, how much more will we struggle as we seek to follow Christ in today's world? But Paul doesn't end with despair. He says, "Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord." Why? Because he knows that his hope is not in his own strength. And in the very next chapter, Romans 8, Paul declares that there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Though we are weak in ourselves, Christ set us free from the power of sin through the Holy Spirit. That is why Paul gives thanks even in the middle of his struggle. In Matthew 11, Jesus also speaks about John the Baptist and himself. John was criticized because he fasted too much. Jesus was criticized. He ate and drank with sinners. No matter what they did, people found reasons to reject them. Yet Jesus says that wisdom is proved right by her deeds. In other words, God's approval matters more than people's opinions. The world may misunderstand those who follow Christ. People may not understand why we forgive instead of seeking revenge. They may not understand why we choose generosity over selfishness or faithfulness over success. That is simply part of living as disciples. This is not always persecution. It is simply what happens when we belong to God's kingdom while living in a world that does not share the same values. Like Paul, we often know how Christians should live, yet we struggle to put it into practice. The good news is victory does not come through our own determination or willpower. The reason Christ has given us the Holy Spirit. The Spirit works with us, strengthens us, guides us, and enables us to persevere with joy. So whenever you feel that the Christian life is becoming too heavy, remember the yoke of Jesus. Remember that you are not carrying it alone. Christ walks beside you. He shares your burdens. He suffers with you. He rejoices with you. He never abandons you. So let us continue to walk with our Lord. Let us take up his yoke and follow him together. For his yoke is easy, and his burden is light, not because there is no burden, but because the one who calls us is also the one who carries us. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Gracious Lord Jesus, thank you for inviting us to walk with you. When the burdens of life and discipleship feel heavy, remind us that we are never alone. Strengthen us by your Holy Spirit. Help us to trust your grace rather than our own strength. And lead us to follow you faithfully each day. In your holy name, we pray. Amen.